I have Kenny Blumenfeld on the phone with actually a new and improved sound system, so we think he's going to sound really great. Thanks for being here, Kenny.
Yeah, good to be here. I hope everyone's excited for their weekend and loves snow.
Yeah, well, we do love snow, but I know that it's going to strike fear into some hearts as our big annual fundraiser music fest is happening this Sunday at 4 o'clock. So I'll first start by just telling you that we did have not a lot of inches this week, but it definitely felt unstable. We've had a lot of east wind, which we haven't had for a while, and big waves, no ice whatsoever. There's some ice down in Duluth, I think. And, you know, a little inch here, a little inch there, and a lot of temperatures above freezing, too. So not a lot of actual accumulation thus far. We hear that may be about to change. So lay it on us.
Yeah. So the last couple systems have really missed you just to the south. So southern and central Minnesota got hit with the last couple. We had a really heavy snow early in the week in southern Minnesota, kind of a backbreaker for only producing 3 to 4 inches. It was really hard to clear. And then kind of another one that just ended this morning, not quite as heavy, but, you know, 2 to 4, 5 inches in some places with some heavier stuff down in southeast Minnesota. The next one has your name and number. It has the address and zip code, and it's ready to deliver the goods. This one's it's a North Shore special. And you're putting me in a strange situation, Katya, because I don't know what kind of good news I have for people hoping for, you know, like a break in the storm. This is one. So what it is, you know the Alberta Clipper storms, right? You hear about those coming out of the Northwest. Yeah. And then there's a hybrid, another type of storm that you've probably heard of, the Colorado Low, or also somewhat controversially referred to as the Panhandle Hooker. That's because of its trajectory. It hooks, not because of its deeds. But then there's a hybrid of those two called the Wyoming Low, or we sometimes just refer to them as west to east storms. They basically come out of the central Rockies, and instead of going down into the panhandle of Texas and Oklahoma, they basically just kind of plow straight east through, you know, usually through South Dakota and southern Minnesota. This system this weekend is kind of both an Alberta Clipper, and it has also one of these west to east Wyoming lows, at least at the beginning. And these two pieces of energy are actually going to work together to produce a pretty good band of snow that's going to cross essentially the entire state on Saturday. Pretty good band of, you know, accumulating snow. I think down here for us, if anyone's coming down to the Twin Cities, it's going to be a wet, slushy, a little more difficult to accumulate snow. But up in the Northland, it's going to be a real snow. And then the kind of bonus for you is that when the snow ends for most of us here in central and southern Minnesota, that low pressure will still just be entering, you know, it'll still be entering northwestern Minnesota, and you're going to stay in the easterly flow, in the moist flow, not just off of Lake Superior, but pulling moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico. And you'll probably remain in that flow. You know, there might be a little break, but on and off, more on than off, for another 24 hours or so after we get to Saturday evening. So the way it looks right now is that if you're south of Duluth, you get, you know, maybe between 3 and 6 inches of snow. And if you're north of Duluth, you get 6 to 10 or more inches of snow. But if you're on the North Shore, you get double digits almost certainly. And if you're up in the Highlands, or the uplands, maybe you're talking, you know, foot and a half type of totals. It's going to snow pretty consistently up in those areas, especially up, you know, once you're up on the ridge.
Wow.
So what's your critical time?
Yeah,
what'd
so
you say,
our
4 o'clock?
Cabin reliever is it? I think the doors open at 3, but it starts at 4, and I know there's people crossing their fingers that it will maybe have petered out by then.
I mean, that certainly is possible. Right now, the National Weather Service has the winter storm watch going from tomorrow afternoon through Sunday evening. And that's for that. And I'm talking about the part of the watch that covers northeast Minnesota. And that's, you know, 5 to 10 inches, 8 to 16 inches in the, you know, closer to the lake, especially up the hill a bit. And it's a long window, because in those areas, the winds are just going to keep blowing off of the lake, and it's going to be a little harder to get out of the snow. I'll say this in terms of uncertainty there. You know, it's hard for the forecasters at the Weather Service to know exactly where the heavy snow bands off of the lake are going to orient themselves. They have their favorite spots, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't get hit by those. That's one of the reasons that the area around Finland and, you know, a little closer to Silver Bay often have higher snow totals, and even Grand Marais and even Duluth. But I wouldn't assume necessarily. I mean, you know, so far this year, the station outside of Two Harbors, about 7 miles northwest of Two Harbors, has gotten over 100 inches already. And so it's been a pretty conducive pattern, especially earlier in the winter, for snowfall production all across the Superior Ridge. And I think that's pretty likely again with this system. So I don't have great news for you other than to say that, well, it's northeast Minnesota, where more than anyone else in the state, y'all are kind of used to it and can handle it, right?
Right.
So that's kind of that's the really positive spin I would put on it.
I think so too. And I think, you know, we have learned to drive slowly. It's not like we're less safe. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of commitment here, and we'll have to see what happens. As always, the lake and Mother Nature is ultimately in charge. So that's been true before, and it's true this time. You mentioned, I think it's been a couple of weeks now that we've had pretty significant movement constantly. Like, it just seems like there's always a storm either leaving or coming. Is that a trend that's continuing? And can you say anything about that?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've been in what we would call an active pattern basically since Valentine's Day. And that, you know, the active pattern is kind of a generic term that meteorologists and climatologists use to just describe, you know, the kind of frequency of the weather-making systems. The weather-making systems, usually they are areas of low pressure that organize, and they form a warm front and a cold front, and they have the counterclockwise rotation and lift, and all those factors produce clouds and precipitation. When you're in an active pattern, it doesn't mean that you're going to get hit by every system. So there's been a tendency during this active period for, I'd say, southern and southeastern Minnesota to kind of bear the brunt of it. And even Wisconsin, they've been hit by basically everything we've had. Mm-hmm. Almost every weather system has affected Wisconsin, and they are getting pounded over the last month, their kind of winter has come alive. They've gotten more heavy snow. They've gotten a lot of rain. They've had thunderstorms. And up in the Two Harbors area, you've certainly gotten in on some. There was a snowfall close to a foot, 8 to 12 inches, maybe a week or week and a half ago. And there have been some systems, but it's been a little more advantage southeastern Minnesota. But if you back up and you don't look specifically at one part of the state. If you were to just sort of back up and look at the kind of succession of weather systems coming out of the mountains, coming out of the Rockies, and passing through what you might consider our region, you know, the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe you could include Iowa in that. There have been a lot. They've been coming at a pace of about 1 to 2 a week since Valentine's Day. And so it's kept the precipitation above normal in the places that have been hit repeatedly. And it's for the folks who haven't been hit repeatedly, you've still had kind of changeable weather, right? You go from clouds and maybe warm, and then it cools off and the winds shift directions. And so, it's a good observation, Katya. A lot of activity from low pressure systems in the past month or so.
And that is set to continue, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's funny because the pattern that we're in right now, there's a couple things that always, you know, make me a little nervous. We haven't even gotten really cold. And obviously it's now mid-March and it's harder and harder to get really cold. But in this whole pattern that we've been in since mid-February, we really were never socked by an Arctic air mass. And so the cold fronts never really moved all the way through the region with feeling the way that they often do when you get into one of these patterns. And it actually looks like that could happen next week after this weekend storm, where maybe one other system comes through and we get into the Arctic air mass. It will be modified because it's March, because the sun is stronger, so it wouldn't be what you'd expect in January. But what makes me a little nervous about that is, it notoriously, we come out of those patterns with a storm. Like, not every time, but that's usually how that kind of pattern breaks. You get into the deep Arctic air mass, and then some system comes through that takes a bunch of moisture, puts it in the cold air, and you end up with a big snowfall. And so it looks like the active pattern continues. And, you know, we might get a little break from it if we do get into the depth of the cold air mass up in Canada. If that really does pour into the region, we might get a few days then where it's actually not that active. But then there would be the chance that that cold air mass gets broken by, you know, maybe even like a finale type of event. It's too far away to say that that's going to happen, or that we don't have any proof that that would happen. It's just something that does happen with some regularity when you get into a cold air mass. And the reason this is all starting to kind of make people nervous, I'm sure some of the listeners have noted, all the National Weather Service offices updated their flood forecast yesterday, and it's starting to be pretty floody. You know, it's not unusual for all the snows to melt off of the ridge and to have these, you know, booming cascades at all the waterfalls. And that's almost certainly going to be the case this spring. There's just a lot of water up there in the snowpack. I don't know if it's going to do the kind of damage that we had last year in northeast Minnesota. But when you look at other parts of the state where the rivers don't just flow straight downhill or, you know, over 5 miles, but they actually meander for tens or hundreds of miles through the state, there's a lot of flooding expected on those streams and rivers now. And so as we keep adding to the snowpack and prolonging its tenure here, there's still a chance that we could get out of this with very little serious flooding, but that would require almost ideal conditions with a very slow melt over the next month or so, versus the longer we keep the snowpack on the ground and keep feeding it, the more likely it is that all that water is released in a relatively short amount of time, because you just start bumping up against the warm season. So yeah, active pattern continues for at least the next week or two, even if there's a little break in there. But and now people are looking at flood potential.
Yeah. One more question for you. You're saying this Canadian mass coming down, not as bad as January, but like, what kind of temperatures are we talking?
Well, I think, you know, from what I'm seeing, if it's correct, and, you know, I'm not a professional National Weather Service forecaster, but there's certainly signs that, you know, northeast Minnesota would have some at least near zero type temperatures overnight. Yet, even in the middle of March, in some of those, that would mean maybe some of the cold spots actually falling below zero. Again, this isn't at all unheard of. We used to do this kind of thing routinely. This would not be a shockingly cold air mass by March standards historically. But, you know, given the winter, it would be, you know, noticeable, especially since it really has been mostly mild for the last month, you know, with a lot of temperatures in the 20s during the day, maybe even the 30s at times, and low temperatures at night, you know, single digits, teens and 20s. So we haven't really had that colder air. So yeah, nothing that would set anyone back on their heels or make you, you know, oh my gosh, what happened here? But just, you know, colder than it's been. And it would really be the depth of the cold for the time of year and the significance of that potential, you know, meteorological interaction with moisture. That would be the kind of bigger news story.
All right. Well, it sounds like if nothing else, we get to keep skiing.
You do. I'm going to be up in the Duluth area next weekend. So I think you'll probably want to talk to Pete on Friday. But I expect it to be a recreational bonanza for the next 1 to 3 weeks here as the snow remains on the landscape.
All right.
I'm bringing snowshoes. Yeah, I think it's good for recreation right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kenny. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, and hunker down and enjoy that snowstorm ?
Yeah, we'll try.
All right. Have a good weekend. Yep. Thanks,
you too. Gotcha. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.